crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Going to talk some more high school baseball. Yesterday, we caught up with Coach Sean Alden of the Emory Spartans. Today, we'll talk 3A baseball. The Carbon Dinos will travel Saturday to Park City. They'll take on Desert Hills, the number 2 seed from the Region 9 in the opening contest. And then they'll move on, if they win, to play either Park City or Morgan. A loss would drop them down to the one loss bracket. They'd play the loser of the Park City Morgan contest. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Jeff Cincinnurus. Coach, good to get you back in today.
Well, thanks for getting me in, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, now it counts. It's kind of the second go around, the second or third season, if you will, as you guys prepare for the state championship tournament. The draw means that you guys are going to be heading down to Park City, the number 3 seed out of Region 12, going toe to toe with Desert Hills. So it's not necessarily an easy matchup. Coach, you and I have been talking about this for the last few weeks. Any team you get matched up with from Region 9, I don't know if there's much difference between the 1 and 4.
No, I don't believe there is. I mean, it came down to the last day, as it was anyway, for them to decide, you know, who their 1 through 4 teams were. And they kind of all switched positions in the last few weeks. And so, probably more of an injustice to be the region champ in our region and then host the number 4 seed from down there, because, you know, you're really not getting a typical 4 seed like the other regions are. I mean, if you look at the other regions across the state, the 1 seeds are getting 4 seeds and the other 4 seeds are pretty weak teams, but the 1 seed from our region, what's ended up being Canyon View this year, you know, gets a pretty tough 4 seed in Pine View, who's a returning back-to-back state champs. And so, you know, not an easy draw for them. And, you know, unfortunate that our regions cross over, but that's just the way it goes. And somebody's got to, you know, you got to beat the best to be the best. And that's what I tell teams, whether we have to, you know, we play Desert Hills, and they are one of the best teams in the state. I think right now they're ranked number 2 or number 3 in the state. And, you know, if you got to beat them if you want to be the best. And so rather just might as well play them the first game than the last game or whatever it happens to be. But, you know, we went from playing a region title like we talked about with Canyon View a couple weeks ago to going in as a 3 seed. And, you know, it didn't really matter to me once we didn't secure the region title, you know, kind of what seed we went into, because, you know, like you said, we talked about who you match up with. But I do like the pod that we're in going to Park City to play. You know, Morgan is also in that pod along with Park City, us, and Desert Hills. And you know, it's a tough pod, but, you know, I like our chances, and hopefully we can come away with, you know, a couple wins, if not a couple, at least one, so we can move on to the second round.
Yeah, I like your guys' pod. I mean, you were just talking about Canyon View being the region champions and having the injustice there going up against Snow Canyon. Juan Diego and Grantsville is a pretty tough pod to round that one out.
Yeah, that's an extremely tough pod to have. I mean, all 4 teams are, you know, 4 teams that you could possibly, you know, see in the last, you know, last weekend of the state tournament. But unfortunate, you know, a couple of those teams, you know, at least one's going to go in with in the winner's bracket. 2 are going to go in with 1 loss, and one of those teams is going to get eliminated in the first round. So, pretty tough. And, you know, Canyon View's got their hands full. There's no doubt with no matter win or lose, you know, they're going to have their hands full. And, you know, so is, you know, a lot of other teams in the state. But, you know, baseball's a funny game. You got to show up every day to play it. You got to play every pitch, every out. And, you know, we've went in as a 3 seed for probably the last 4 or 5 years now at Carbon High. And we've had good success, you know, for a few years here, you know, of winning, you know, 2 first round games. And it's going to be a challenge again this year, especially with the pitching. And like we've mentioned that before, you know, the new pitching rules and things like that. I mean, it's a challenge all the way around, but it's one that we all face. But Desert Hills is a really good team. They've got a great record. I think they finished 17-5 on the year. And a few of those losses were to some big 4A schools and 5A schools. So we definitely have our hands full.
Now, you guys did have a pretty interesting week to wrap up the regular season. We'll start by talking about the last game, Sky Ridge. You guys knocked off a 4A school 12-1 on the road. That's not a bad way to end the regular season at all. You guys hit the ball extremely well, and you were able to maneuver in a few pitchers to kind of get set for the state tournament as well.
Yeah, I really liked the way we showed up this last Saturday at Sky Ridge. I kind of scheduled that game so it would be something similar to what we're going to do this Saturday with our state tournament. We're going to get up early. Get on a bus, leave Price, you know, early in the morning and show up at a place that we have never played before and play a game. And, you know, I kind of did that on purpose to kind of simulate what it's going to be like, you know, this weekend for the state tournament. And I was really pleased with the way we showed up Saturday up at Sky Ridge. A new school up in the Lehigh area there, kind of close to Cabela's, but a school that draws from quite a few areas there. And, you know, they only have one senior, but they've played really well. They're second in their region right now, which is a very good region for baseball. And I was really happy with the way we showed up. All our pitchers got work. You know, Zach Bradley throws three innings for us, does a great job, doesn't allow any runs. I think gives up, two hits, and that's it. We hit the ball extremely well and played good defense. And when a team, you know, when your team shows up and does that, you give yourself a chance to win every day. And, you know, we come out with a 12-1 victory. And I would be really, really happy if we would show up that way this Saturday, get off a bus, be ready to play, get that kind of effort out of our pitchers and our defense and our hitters. I think we had 11 hits in the ball game and, you know, scored 12 runs. So obviously we made the most of every hit we had. But, you know, extremely pleased with finishing up our regular season, so to speak, that way. And, you know, giving ourselves a little bit of momentum, hopefully, coming into this Saturday.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. Coach, as far as that Sky Ridge game, how comparable do you believe that talent is to what you'll see in the first game against Desert Hills? I mean, we're talking 4A and 3A, and I know a lot of people sometimes when they don't pay close enough attention, I have to tell people 2A, 3A, I mean, there's some really talented teams here. So how would they stack up?
You know, I think the biggest difference is just going to be maybe some experience. Sky Ridge, being a new school, has one senior on their team, so they're playing with a lot of underclassmen. But talent-wise, you know, probably pretty similar. You know, but when you have some experience, kids that have been in a state tournament or played a lot of games, I think, you know, Desert Hills is probably going to have that edge. But talent-wise, I think a Sky Ridge team is pretty talented. And, you know, you're going to see a pretty talented Desert Hills team who has a new coach this year. You know, which is always a challenge for a first-year head coach, you know, first state tournament, whatnot. And so, you know, that might be something that works in our favor. But, again, you just you have to show up ready to play. And, you know, I give those Southern schools a lot of credit. They produce, you know, year in and year out great baseball players and good teams. But hopefully by this time of the year, everybody's kind of caught up to them a little bit. We're all behind them early in the year because of weather. But, you know, I try and tell our guys, hey, by the end of the season, we've got to be where they're at. And, you know, hopefully we've been working hard towards that all season long, and we can show up on Saturday and play well. And, you know, win or lose, you're going to get a winner or loser from Park City or Morgan. Right now, obviously, that edge would go to Park City, who's a really good team, and Morgan's kind of struggled this year. But, you know, we've had great luck the last 2 years against Park City. They have an extremely talented team and a very good pitcher who's already signed to play college baseball, and we've actually beat him the last 2 years in the first round of the state tournament. So, you know, I like what we've done against a good Park City team the last couple of years if we happen to run into them again, you know, this coming weekend. So, you know, I'm still more concerned with Carbon High baseball and maybe not so much with who we're playing. It's just about how we show up and how we prepare ourselves for this weekend, and hopefully, you know, we're ready to go.
What aspect of the game do you feel most comfortable in with this current team? I know that you guys have played well defensively at times. Other times, some errors have come back to bite this squad. At times, you guys have played great defense, and maybe the offense hasn't clicked. I mean, so in what aspect are you most comfortable with?
That's a tough question because you just kind of touched on everything. There's just certain times all year long where we've done something well and not done something well, and it really hasn't been consistent. I think for the most part, our pitching has been pretty consistent all year. I keep harping on our guys about walks. You know, it just seems like every time we walk a guy, that run, you know, comes in to bite us in the rear end a little bit. And I just tell guys, you know, a walk is just a free base runner, and they don't have to do anything. But if we can cut down walks this weekend and continue to pitch the way we have, you know, I like our pitching. And you know what? Our pitching is only going to be better next year. We have a lot of young guys that are doing a great job for us on the mound, and, you know, they're going to be bigger and stronger by next year. But, you know, our seniors have done a good job. We're going to rely on Chase Morgan and Gavin Robinette this weekend to help us get through the weekend, and we're going to need their senior leadership. And, you know, I just hope that our defense, that we come to play defensively, and that our bats show up. I mean, you're going to see good pitching this weekend, and, you know, maybe better pitching than we've seen all year in our region with Desert Hills' pitching staff. So, you know, we just need to be ready to hit, but hopefully our pitching holds up, keeps us in a ball game, gives us a chance to win the ball game, and we can put some runs together and accomplish that. But, you know, right now, it's a tough question, but I would say our pitching has been, you know, maybe the most consistent part of our season so far, and I'm just hoping the rest of it's coming together at the right time.
You've been around for a long time, Coach. So when you go into a situation like this, How much do you focus on actually staying fine-tuned the week before the state tournament? How much of it is it you trying to get the kids mentally, psychologically ready for the state tournament?
Well, I'll tell you what we've done the past 2 days, and we've laid sod on the field and helpers. So most people are going to wonder what in the world I'm doing the week before our state tournament to prepare ourselves. And, you know, we needed to do some work on our park and get that grass laid so that we have a month before American Legion Ball starts. And, you know, this was kind of the only time we really had to do it. But with the long week of not playing any games, I figured, you know, we could take a day and just kind of do some different things, kind of relax our minds a little bit too. I mean, it's not because we need to get the work done at the park, but for me, it's about having the kids be relaxed this week. You know, no better way than to give some kids a rake and a shovel because they like to just stand on them and lean on them and talk more than they actually like to work anyway. So, you know, we'll get after it today and tomorrow and Friday a lot harder than we did the first 2 days of this week. And really kind of go over some fine-tuned things, make sure all of our situation stuff is taken care of. We know what we're doing on certain bunt coverages and just a lot of those things and continue to hit, you know, get some live hitting in. But I really want the kids to be relaxed this week and not go into Saturday's game, you know, nerved up. I mean, realistically, when you go in as a 3 seed, no one expects you to win. Obviously, nobody expects us to beat Desert Hills in the first round outside of our own team. And I hope that everyone on our team and in our community, you know, expects us. I told our guys, I'm going up to win 2 games on Saturday. I'm not going up to split and just play well or whatever. My focus is to win 2 games, and I want theirs to be the same. So if we can be relaxed and go up and play relaxed and just, you know, do things and have some fun, I think we'll be okay. And so my focus this week is to have the kids relaxed and obviously prepared. I mean, you're not going to jam a bunch of new stuff down their throat the last week of the season and expect them to be really good at it. I mean, it comes down to pitching, hitting, and fielding the ball. That's what baseball is. And we do need to, you know, just clear up a few little things and make sure we're clear on our coverages, like we said, and some base running things. But we're not going to be doing anything that the kids haven't done all year. And so I just want them to be relaxed this week and, you know, and play relaxed on Saturday.
You did mention Helper American Legion Bowl, which is right around the corner. You also have some important dates for the kids there as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're still talking high school baseball, but, you know, we're going to start our tryouts for our summer league stuff on May 22nd, which is a Monday. I know that's the last week of school. It's a tough week, but we always do it that week because we start playing games the following week. And so, you know, for anyone interested in playing American Legion Ball and Helper, I know there's maybe still a little confusion because we have the Price American Legion team and the Helper American Legion team. And honestly, it doesn't matter whether you live in Price or Helper or where, you can play on either team. But, you know, we'll have our tryouts May 22nd in Helper at 6 p.m. And I will also be running, you know, a younger freshman, sophomore league. You know, team in the Perfect Game League again this year, and we've done that for the past 3 seasons. So, you know, if you're an incoming freshman for next year or a freshman this year or sophomore, I mean, that is a team that we need you to come out and try and make and play some summer ball and give us an opportunity to work with you this summer. And so you have a chance to make our team next year at the high school level. So, you know, we'll get that posted on the website, I'm sure, and in the paper, and I'll have my phone number right alongside of it. And if you have any questions about eligibility or just what, you know, entails, a lot of people are misconstrued that it's expensive to play American Legion Ball. Honestly, it's cheaper to play American Legion Ball than it is to play Little League Baseball in our community. I've always tried to keep our cost at our program down as much as I can, even though we do a lot of traveling and you know, do a lot of things. So, you know, I don't want to lose players because they feel like it's too expensive to play, because that's never been the case in our program. So, you know, if you have any questions concerning anything else, just feel free to give me a call. And, you know, like I said, American Legion Ball is around the corner. Our first game will be at home on June 2nd. So, you know, you can see we don't have much time after we start tryouts on the 22nd of May to get prepared for that game. And we have a really good league lined up this year. We've gotten some really good teams back involved. Pleasant Grove is a great program from up north. Corner Canyon is another big school up at the point of the mountain that's playing in our league, along with Dixie and St. George, and of course Price and you know, Roosevelt and Vernal, and then Sevier County has made up a team. So we have a really good league put together this year. I'm excited about it. We've talked before, we'll host the first round of the state tournament for American Legion Ball in Helper this year, which I believe starts on the 20th of July. And we'll send four teams from that first round to the state tournament the following week up in Salt Lake. So, you know, a lot of good things happening with summer baseball again. And, you know, again, not only American Legion Ball, but our Perfect Game League for our younger guys. You know, I'm excited to get those guys some more time out on the baseball field. So it's around the corner. And, you know, if you have any questions, just get a hold of me. No problem.
Coach, it's always fun to get an update on the teams. I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come down here. I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks. And, you know, we hope everyone gets a chance to come up and support us at Park City this week. Our first game is at 1:30 at Park City. If you happen to be, you know, up north doing some shopping or whatever, you know, we can always use all the support we can get. You know, our community's always traveled well for baseball. And, you know, last year's group got to see probably the best game of the entire state tournament last year when we beat Park City in 14 innings, you know, and so, you know, come out and support us and watch us play, and hopefully, you know, we'll be moving on to the second round.
Definitely. Coach, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnati taking out the time to join us on the show. We've got a break for just a moment. We're going to talk boxing when we return here on 107.3 FM, 750 AM. There was a big fight this past weekend. Wasn't exactly exciting. But it did set the stage for the biggest fight that boxing could possibly make. We'll talk about that when we return here on Drive Time Sports.